Guess how old I am. Guess.
76.
91.
Wow.
Born 1924. And I'm slow as a turtle.
Helen Lee sits at a crowded round table in the fellowship hall of the Greater King Solomon Baptist Church. It's on a quiet block of Audubon Street in Girttown. Though Mrs. Lee claims to be slow, she keeps pretty busy. Right now, a game of chicken foot is about to begin.
This is chicken foot.
Chicken foot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the object of the game is to try to stop her from going out. She had the main bone.
The bones look similar to dominoes, but they're white.
If she doesn't, okay, what you looking for, baby?
This is Donna Allen, a 65-year-old volunteer at the Girttown Senior Program.
I'm the sneaky one. I like to win. I'm a hard loser. But I taught them all a strategy. Wait now, you just played.
You just played.
Yeah, if she loses, I win. So I'm trying to concentrate and make sure. Yeah. Sister White taught us the game one Easter at the park. We used to do bingo, but chicken foot took over. So the bingo game is gathering dust right now.
I call this group JOY, the acronym for Just Older Youth.
Emily White is the director of the Senior Center, which is part of the Girttown Community Development Center.
Just being together, being able to share, come in and talk about, we talk about everything from religious to rural events. We're just engaged in conversation.
And much more than conversation.
Last year, we went to Washington, D.C. on the train. If it had not been for us organizing it here, that would not have happened. We're going to New York next year in April on the train again. And they're pretty excited about that because some of them have never been to New York.
It gives you a sense of meaning to life.
Rose Franklin is 70 and a retiree from New Orleans Child Protection Services.
It's just like my favorite part of the day, because if not, I'm home. I'm not a television person, so I was home doing nothing, you know. And I enjoy the people. I enjoy going to the Xavier Arts Center.
Xavier University, where the seniors take ceramics, is just a few blocks away.
I met the clay, or the clay met my hands, and we just all fell in love. My name is Margaret Givens. I'm 80 years old. And I love that clay. We got a love affair going on. I just set up me a little studio at home. I usually work on my dining table in my living quarters. Yeah.
We've noticed that we've had, you know, seniors that have had medical issues, that had a new lease on life.
Reverend Kasim Short is the executive director of the Girttown Community Development Center. He says having a program to be a part of, sometimes under doctor's orders, gives these seniors an extended community. But it gives the community something, too.
I think the longer we have this wisdom in our presence, it does something for the community. You know, we could draw a lot from our seniors and their knowledge, their expertise, you know, their successes, their failures.
I learned a lot. Though I still don't understand how to play chicken foot.
We always start with that one.
Now, whoever have the starter wins the game.
Learn more about the Girttown Community Development Center at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.
Something to play with, so the next person wins.